Hello, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and yes, I am here by myself today, and I'm so sorry. I apologize in advance. You're going to miss Melody. I know that. I cannot fill Melody's shoes, and I'm going to try. I'm going to do the best I can to bring the news and the political reports just like we always do together. And she's spending some time off with a family, a member, I think, and she certainly had deserved a day off. That woman works hard all day long, you know, at least 5 days a week, keeping up with things. And so she asked me if I'd fill in for today. I'll do my best. 25th day of June, 2019. I'll do my best to bring forth the news, folks, and offer what little bit of common sense I have and what's going on. And I am glad you're out there, and I'm glad that you support Melody. Melody Seastrom has been a blessing to Call to Decision Ministries, which is our broadcast, for a long time. Generally, I air at 8 o'clock at night Eastern Time in her spot, Monday through Wednesday. They're doing replays last night and tonight because of a mess up at the production center where the program is produced. We're back on again tomorrow night live, but I want to thank you all for joining us there at 8 o'clock at night and on 6115 Shortwave and online, other ways to listen to it. I want to thank you for joining us. But anyway, I'm going to try to do what she does the best I can. I'm going to start, if you don't mind, with the medals. Now, these are up the closings as of right now today. The gold was down 646, 1423.75. Now, I got to make a comment here because it's down 650, roughly. Do you remember about 2 months ago it was 1,100 something? Do you remember that? Now it's up $250 from 2 months ago. $250 increase, folks. If you buy the silver an ounce of gold in about 2 months ago, if you buy an ounce of gold again, you'd already put back in, we'll say, profits about $250. Now you need to think about that. And silver is down 3 cents at 1542. It was right below 13 not too long ago. Up again, $2 over the last couple of months. Platinum was down $1.08. Palladium was down $5.03. Platinum $8.14.11. Palladium $15.33.47. Again, that's of 15 minutes ago. What's going on between now and close? I don't know. The Dow Jones is down 19702 at 26531. NASDAQ down 124.40 at 7,881. S&P down 29.13 at 29.16. I'm trying to figure out some more things here, folks, to share with you. I'm not real quick at this, so bear with me. Now, the other things that Melody discusses, I don't know if I have to even try to cover. I just know that from my experience and dealing over the years that I have, and I have ever since Bob Chapman has been with us years ago, when I first got to talk to Bob Chapman back in the 90s and talked to other folks about precious metals, the experience I have with precious metals has been wonderful. Wonderful. People say, well, the Bible says one day you'll throw them in the streets. I agree. One day you will. But between now and then, you have to eat, you have to pay your bills, you have to survive, you and your family. So I would recommend, with everything in me, that you start doing what you can to purchase precious metals. Put back storable foods, a water filter, a Berkey water filter, which you offer through our ministry. All these things are available now. And we're going to share some news with you, folks, that may make you stop and think a little more about how unsteady things really are. I've been on the radio over 26 years myself, and I've seen and heard and reported a lot of things, many of which have come to pass, some which have not come to pass yet. And I'm not a prophet. I'm just sharing news headlines with you. But we have to understand, folks, that things are kind of heating up in every different direction. Here in our country, domestically, things are heating up. I mean, almost went to bloodshed in Oregon. I'll share that maybe later, a little bit later on, between the state legislatures and the governor. I'm not making it up. That's a true story. And worldwide, wars are nations are posturing and threatening this and threatening that. I don't know what's going to happen. I am not even going to try to venture a guess of what tomorrow is going to hold, except I look at the signs. And the signs do kind of foretell, folks, what's, you know, maybe what something's going to happen in the near future. And you better believe that anything happening in politics is not an accident. whether it's at a local level or a national level or a worldwide level. We have been maneuvered into many, many wars over the years. I have stated this on my own. We have been maneuvered into war after war, the War of 1812, the Spanish-American War, of course, what that was, the war between the war Northern Aggression, and on to the First World War One, World War Two. All were man-made maneuvered wars to get us in war. And if we go to war again, you better believe it's going to profit somebody. Ask who it's going to profit, then you'll know who fomented the war, who fomented it. You'll know what's going together there. But Pompeo and Bolton, according to Ron Paul, are good for gold and bad for peace. Gold, as he has reported, has reached a 5-year high. If we would have had money and would have had enough sense to invest in this 2 or 3 years ago when the prices were really down, we'd be at a 5-year high right now. And folks, it's going to go higher. Ron Paul says, of course, Pompeo and Bolton are kind of begging for retaliation against Iran. And we'll see what happens there. We're going to discuss more of that in a little bit. But I don't know how to tell anybody any more clearly than when times get hard, assets that are worth something gain value. Paper assets do not gain value. And when the market panics, and it will eventually, so it seems like it's got an armor shield around the last year or so, but it will panic one day when things fall apart. And I've told my sons this, I'm telling you this. Anyone in paper, 401k, IRAs, whatever it may be, are going to be worth just exactly what they are, a piece of paper. They will not be redeemable in anything for a while, whereas something of value, like metals, property, things of substance, are going to be worth more than the paper can buy. You need to think about that. But consumer confidence drops to lowest level since 2017. We'll discuss that more in a minute about Trump's economy, and I'm not picking on Trump, folks. I promise you, I'm not. He's done a lot of things I really thought was the right thing to do, and many things he did that I didn't like, and some things he never did anything at all he promised he would do. So it's a grab bag. Whichever you want to go, that's where you need to go on that. I have no idea what to tell you on that. But the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index tumbled to 121.5 in June, dropping downwardly from a revised reading of 131.3 in May and snapping 3 consecutive months of improvements. June's results missed consensus expectations of 131.0, according to Bloomberg. So they marked the lowest level in 2 years. That means overall, I'm not a market analyst. I barely can balance my checkbook myself. I just know that when the consumer confidence dies, they don't spend as much. If they don't spend as much, the goods are not being sold as much. If they're not being sold as well, they're not being made as much. They're not being shipped as much. Things do tend to slide when consumers do not buy. The end result of any type of business is to the consumer. And if the consumers do not buy the product, then obviously, then we don't need to produce more products, which could mean layoffs, slowdowns in a lot of different avenues of the commerce, shipping, and of course retail and everywhere else. I don't know what's going to come out of that. I have no idea, but I do know, according to this article that I'm going to share with you, economic trouble in Trump's country ahead of 2020. Now, this I don't think is going to be good for Trump. This is one item out of many. He's going to face challenges this time, I believe. He never faced. People say, well, he's got in the bag. He's going to win. He's going to tear it up. And I tend to believe he'll probably win also. Not because he's so great, but look at the field he's coming out against. Look at the field running. Look at the 21 or 22 Democrats running against him. Every one of them are socialist. Every one of them are really communist. One who thought she was an Indian. One who was a sodomite, perverted sexual deviant. Bernie Sanders, who wants to give away everything at our expense. I mean, how many, and Biden, who flip-flops more than a fish on land. You figure out the field that's going against Trump. I don't think they can field a candidate that can beat him. I don't know that, but I just know it's going to be a dirty political campaign, probably on both sides, no doubt. And what could happen between now and 2020 elections, only God knows. We could be in another war, just what we need, right? Another war to fight. But economic trouble in Trump country ahead of 2020. It says flip counties in 2016 election map. Many counties in many states voted Republican for the first time in years. Swing counties that backed President Obama then flipped to President Trump in 2016 are struggling economically, a potential problem for his re-election bid, which depends heavily on the president celebrating a national economic gains. What's happening? The Economic Innovation Group is a report provided first to Axis, found those that flipped counties experienced slower growth in employment, a slower rise in the number of businesses, and a more pervasive decline in prime-age workers than consistently Democratic or Republican counties. By the numbers, there are 207 counties where Obama won in 208 and 212 before they flipped to Trump in 2016. The state with the most flipped counties is Iowa at 31, followed by Wisconsin with 23 and Minnesota with 19. 53% of flipped counties lost population from 2016-2018, and 94% lost prime working age population over the past decade, according to reports. So, the economy, folks, I understand it's top market's booming, and everybody says that things are just plowing right along, and everything's rosy. I wish that were true. I really do. I know we're still eating, and thank God for that. We're stable to keep the lights on. Praise God for that. Folks, I don't take that for granted. Every day when I wake up in a good warm bed on a cold morning, and I get to have breakfast with my pretty half and spend the day doing things I need to do, I thank God for that every day. And in the evening when I get to come in and finally relax a little bit, I get to do it in a comfortable home. No, it's not by any means a mansion. It's a small country home in West Virginia down in the holler. Been blessed with a few acres of land and a couple of head of cattle, and I enjoy that. But wealthy I'm not. Blessed I am. So every time you get a meal put in front of you, you need to thank God for that. Every time you got a place to sleep, you need to thank God for that. But please don't be deceived in thinking that just because it's been that way, and always been that way in your life and in my life, that it's guaranteed tomorrow, because it's not. A lot of reasons why. But an immoral nation will be judged. And you'll be judged financially as well as every other way. You can take that to the bank also. And to bring this point more to home, this article says conditions on the streets of San Francisco are comparable to the slums of Mumbai, Delhi, Mexico City, Jakarta, and Manila. Now listen to this, folks. I was in San Francisco back in 1970. I was on my way to Vietnam and Thailand. We stopped in San Francisco, and I wasn't there but just a little while. I walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. And it was something to behold. We had a chance to take a tour through Chinatown. And I didn't get to ride the trolleys, nothing like that, but I got to see some things. And the parts of town that I got to see were fairly nice areas. And it was somewhat yet a normal town. Well, obviously, it's not that way longer. This article says, once upon a time, some of the most beautiful cities in this entire world were on the West Coast. But now those same cities are degenerating into drug-infested cesspools of filth and garbage right in front of our eyes. San Francisco is known as the epicenter for our tech industry, and Los Angeles produces more entertainment than anyone else in the world. And yet, both cities are making headlines all over the world for other reasons these days. Right now, nearly a quarter of the nation's homeless population lives in the state of California, and more are arriving with each passing day. Not to mention, folks, the illegals coming in there in the sanctuary state that's draining the economy and causing all manner of crime and pollution you can think of. Back to the article. When you walk the streets of San Francisco or Los Angeles, you can't help but notice open-air drug markets. Listen, open-air drug markets. The giant mounds of trash, the discarded needles and piles of human feces that are seemingly everywhere. If this is what things look like when the U.S. economy is still relatively stable, how bad are things going to get when the economy tanks? That's a good question, isn't it? If it's this bad right now, what's going to happen when the economy does tank? In San Francisco, the homeless population has grown 17% since 2017, and when a U.N. official recently walked the streets, she was absolutely horrified by what she witnessed. When Leanne Farha paid a visit to San Francisco in January, she knew the grim reputation of the city's homeless encampments. In her 4 years as the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Adequate Housing, Farah, Delhi, Mexico City, Jakarta, and Manila, the crisis in San Francisco, she said, is comparable to these conditions. Wow. That is really beyond the word sad that our nation deteriorated from what was, we'll say, a beautiful place to live at one time into this situation. One of the wealthiest cities in the world, and people are living in the streets, doing drugs in the streets, defecating in the streets, and who knows what all else. Crime rate is terrible. And this is in a city that one time, we'll say, was a showplace of the country. And this one, things are somewhat normal. Think what's going to be when things get really tough. And they are going to get tough. I don't like that idea. I don't relish that idea. But it doesn't change the fact that it's going to happen. It just doesn't change that. We can ignore it. We can play like it isn't going to happen, like there's nothing really going on, that we're all okay. And we are okay, maybe perhaps right now, financially. We're eating okay. We're living okay. But you and I certainly can see the tug and the pull of inflation and a restless culture that we're going to discuss more after a while, a restless society that's leading to factions and divisions that are going to lead into all manner of who knows what problems in the future. And that is not a coincidence. This is absolutely a planned demise of this country. Are you planning your future? Call 800-375-4188 and talk to Melody, please. Just ask some questions. 800-375-4188. You can believe this when I tell you this. If I had extra funds right now, I'd be putting it all in precious metals. I've already got storable food. I've got a break your water filter. I've got weapons and ammunition. Now, I'm not ashamed of that. I'm a pastor. They call me a pistol packing preacher. I always carry a gun. I'm not ashamed of that fact. That didn't embarrass me. If it does you, then don't listen to me. But I'm telling you right now, again, that if you can spare $50 or $5,000 or $50,000, be wise, folks. Put it in a place where it's going to pay off in the long run. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we are back in. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Just tune in. Sitting in for Melody Cedar from today, who decided, bless her heart, to take a much-needed day off to spend with her family. And I hope y'all will tell her that's the right thing to do, because that woman works hard. She does. She's the most steady individual I've ever met. She just keeps on plugging along no matter what's going on. You never hear her complain too much. She just keeps on going down the road and doing what she has to do. And that speaks very well of a young lady, or a lady. It certainly does. And to know that she's out there trying her best. Of course, she has to make a living. But trying her best to show you what you need to do for your own protection. She told me that years ago, and I'm glad I listened. Back to some news. It would be an earthquake. Three Chinese banks tumble after U.S. threatened to cut them off from SWIFT. In news that initially did not receive much prominence, on Monday, a U.S. judge found three large Chinese banks, reportedly the state-owned Bank of Communications, China Merchants Bank, and Shanghai Pudong Development Bank, in contempt for refusing to comply with subpoenas in an investigation into North Korean sanctions violations. This could open the door for them to be cut off from the U.S. financial system, i.e. SWIFT. Should it occur, to say that China will not take that well is as large an understatement as one can conceive of. It would be an earthquake, commanded Robobank's Michael Avery. The stunning development follows a May district judge order that three Chinese banks comply with U.S. investigators' demands that they hand over records connected to the alleged movement of tens of millions of dollars in violation of international sanctions in North Korea. The publicly released court document did not name the banks, the Hong Kong company, or the Korean entity that at the time. But these three banks were found to be doing that, and they're going to cut off, perhaps, come off of U.S. financial system, which they said will be a earthquake for China, and said they won't take it lightly. What's that mean? Your guess is as good as mine. What would China do to retaliate? Again, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. But the world's economy is linked. Whether it's good or bad, makes no difference. It is linked. We are linked to the world economy. Now, perhaps the nations in minds of our nation, our country, insignificant in some ways, where maybe we're not so much intertwined with them. But with Europe and Russia and China and other nations, we are in Mexico, Canada, we are intertwined with them. And what their economy does affect us. Whether you like it or not, folks, I don't like it. Sovereignty and of a nation that has its own sound money system would make any nation prosper that has that. Unfortunately, in the world's system today, an idea of a country, for a country to try to build a gold-backed money system can lead them to war with those who don't want them to have it, i.e. the United States and Israel, for example. So it just is what it is. Nations have tried to become independent and were taken out one by one by the world power, if you will, by the end-time Babylon. The nations going to whip all nations into the power and submission, the world order, which you read in Jeremiah, you'll find this, the United States that's doing that. We have become the hammer of the earth, so to speak, the Bible says. America's adversaries are buying gold like a nuke is going off tomorrow. Having tested $1,300 numerous times over the last few years, gold has broken dramatically higher in the last month, hitting six-year highs as President Trump's rhetoric around the world raises tensions and increases the odds of World War III. Now, folks, this is serious. The surge in this precious metal has accompanied the collapse in bond yields around the world, a record level of negative yielding debt. And while gold volatility is soaring, Demand remains abundant, as Goldman details in its latest note, raising its outlook for gold. Countries with geopolitical tensions, like with the U.S., are buying everything. Repeat that. Countries with geopolitical tensions with the U.S. are buying everything. Now, that's a lot of nations, folks, that we're having some tension with here right now. Central bank demand is gaining momentum, and we now expect 2019 purchase to reach 750 tons versus 650 tons last year. Visible gold purchase year-to-date are running at 211 tons until April versus 717 tons over the same period last year. Importantly, China just raised its gold purchasing pace from 10 tons per month to 15 tons for April and May as it aims to diversify its reserve holdings. What's that mean? Diversify reserve holdings. Think about that. Could they be trying to put something sound behind their economy? With the Fed and ECB now both likely easing monetary policy, more CBs may decide to add gold to portfolios as they did between 2018 and 2012. Folks, nations around the world, especially those who are having, we'll say, words with the U.S., are stocking up on gold as a reserve to back their economy. I know people don't want to hear this, especially those that go to church all the time, and I'm a pastor, and what I'm talking about, who thinks, well, gold and silver is evil. No, it's not evil. The Bible says it's real money. And to use anything other than that is a curse on a nation. Read it for yourself, folks. An unjust weight and measure is a curse. And we have had unjust weights and measures in this nation since 1964. At least that long ago. When they took silver out of the currency that is backed by silver. For a nation to do otherwise is sin. So nations with any sense are backing themselves with some kind of financial stability that they can count on in a pinch, and gold and silver, I'm sure, are part of the plan. Now, if that bothers you, I'm sorry, but it doesn't change the facts, does it? Even our founding fathers, the ones who wrote the Constitution, whether you agree with it or not, doesn't make any difference because they put it in there. That the only states could only coin gold and silver as money, not paper. They cannot print paper, make money. If they did, it was called fiat currency. It was against the law, counterfeiting, if you will, and it could get them put in a lot of trouble. So obviously, when the federal government decided to quit doing that back in the 1930s, and took the gold away from the money system, it started undermining its own system, and look where it's gotten us today. Now, I want to share with you something I think is kind of interesting. Here are the top list of the 15 automobile brands that are made in the U.S. 15 brands are made in the U.S. Now, I want to read to you first the American automobiles, the ones that were started here, like Jeep and GMC and others, the ones that one time in this nation, the big three, Ford, GM, and Chrysler, were the automobiles of the choice in this country. For years, you very seldom saw a Honda or a Hyundai or a Kia or whatever the foreign brand may come across here. Even European cars were not that well known back in the 50s in the country. It was Ford, GM, and Chrysler. You know that's true. They were made right here in the United States. Oh, yeah, they were. Dearborn, Michigan, and Warren, Ohio, and other places. They made the automobiles in these places, and people in this country had jobs, and they prospered. They did. Detroit was called Motor City for a reason, and Detroit prospered one time. Now, Detroit is a ghost town because automobiles have moved away. Most went overseas or down south to be made. But for the ones that are still made in the country, the number one made U.S. in the U.S. American-named automobile is Jeep Cherokee. It's made in Belvidere, Illinois. It's number one on the list. Number eight on the list, the Chevrolet Colorado, is made in Wentzville, Missouri. Number nine on this, GMC Canyon, is also made in Wentzville, Missouri. Number 11 is the Chevrolet Camaro. It's made in Lansing, Michigan. And the Ford 150 Claycomo is made in Claycomo, Missouri, and Dearborn, Michigan. Those are the four, five American-named cars Ford, GM, and Chrysler. Actually, it's Ford and GM here. That are made in America. Now, these other cars are also made in America. But they're not American cars. Well, thank God they're being made here. That makes jobs. Praise God for that. It does. That's wonderful, having jobs. But number two on the list of being made in the country is a Honda Odyssey. It's made in Lincoln, Alabama. Number three is a Honda Ridgeline, made in Lincoln, Alabama also. Honda Passport, also made in Lincoln, Alabama. Number six is Acura MDX 9 Hybrid, made in East Liberty, Ohio. Number seven is Honda Pilot, Lincoln, Alabama. Number 10, Acura RDX East Liberty, Ohio. Number 12, Toyota Avalon, non-hybrid, Georgetown, Kentucky. Number 14, Honda Accord, non-hybrid, Maryville, Ohio. Number 15, Toyota Tundra, San Antonio, Texas. Now, I am so thrilled that all 15 of these automobiles are being made in the U.S. That is wonderful. I'm so thankful for that because it does mean jobs. It does. I thank God for that. But only Jeep, Cherokee, Chevrolet Colorado, GMC Canyon, Chevrolet Camaro, and Ford F-150 are made in the U.S. Rest are either made overseas and assembled here or other ways of not being completely made in the United States. That's a blessing to have the plants. It is. But wouldn't it have been wonderful if we could have kept our American automobiles being made in the U.S.? Wouldn't that have been a wonderful thing to have that happen? To go call in a Ford or a Chevy or a Chrysler, knowing that it's actually made in the United States by Americans, and you'd like to think it's made with quality, wouldn't that be wonderful? I remember when the foreign cars first started coming over here, the Hondas and all the others. They sound like motorbikes with four wheels. Had a lot of trouble with them. They just were not quality automobiles. Just like the stuff used to buy made in Japan back in the 50s and 60s, just copied off the U.S. They were junk. Well, they turned that around, didn't they? They've turned that around very well. They pretty much run the market on automobiles in this country today. You say, well, I'm buying American. Are you really? It's because you buy something that says Chrysler or Chevrolet on it doesn't mean it's all made in America. And Chrysler, not at all. There you go. You figure it out. I'm glad the jobs are here. But I am. But I would like to see it one time be an American society. I truly, truly would. Now back to some ideas on warfare. I discussed a little bit ago, things are coming down. And they are coming together. And the nations that are having problems with the U.S. are buying gold to back their assets. When the United States kicks off 19 nation war games drills in Ukraine. Now, folks, Ukraine is right on the Russian border. What if 19 nations kicked off war games in Tijuana, Mexico? How would you feel about that? Think about this for a little bit. We always think about that's overseas. It bothers. It should bother us. How about in Canada, the 19 war games? With threats from Iran, Russia rising, America launches war games. The United States military and partners from 19 countries are getting set to kick off a massive series of war games in Ukraine amid rising threats from Iran and Russia, according to the Defense Department. From July 1st to 12th, American military assets will join with 19 nations, 33 ships, 26 aircraft, and over 3,000 troops to participate in maritime air and land exercises that will enhance capabilities, improve interoperability, and build upon decades of partnerships and friendship, according to information provided by the Defense Department. Now, I guess practice is good. But would you want somebody, 19 nations, practice in New Mexico? Right next to your home? Maybe we're just spatial, right? Silence from White House as Russia again parks a military plane in Venezuela. He said, well, that's no big deal. I'm not saying it is. But people said Russians had pulled out of Venezuela. No, they haven't. They have not pulled out. Folks, they have a lot of things to gain down there, just like we do. Though U.S. external pressures on Maduro regime in Caracas appear to have calmed for the moment, with President Trump reportedly bored with pursuing regime change in a complicated political climate, That's low-hanging fruit for American foreign policy goals. Continued Russian military involvement there could again spark ratcheting tensions. On Monday, a large Russian Air Force transport plane touched down in Kakarka, specifically in Ilyushin, IL-62. That's what the plane is. At first noticed by monitoring website Flight Radar 24, and now confirmed by Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rubanov on Tuesday, according to the Interfax news agency. Rubanov described the department deployment's purpose as to service Russian military equipment already in the country, as reported by Reuters. Now, did you hear what I said? They're servicing Russian military equipment already in the country. Should they be there? Should we be in the Ukraine? I do remember, if I read it right, one time a guy named George Washington said in a closing speech, his farewell address, not to get entangled in foreign affairs. He said that will lead to destruction of a country, more or less. Boy, have we blew that one. Have we blew that one. So, Russia and Venezuela, U.S. doesn't like it. We're in Ukraine. They don't like it. Revealed now how Putin's missiles could reach U.S. coast in 6 minutes from Cuban warship. Vladimir Putin ordered the docking of one of Russia's most advanced warships in Cuba last night amid revelations that its primary missile could hit the U.S. within 6 minutes of launching. The Admiral Gorshkov landed in Havana waters yesterday for a two-day visit as tensions between Russia and U.S. continues to rise. Doing the same thing in Venezuela, isn't it? And also in Ukraine, the tensions begin to rise. I wonder why. In a move that many are comparing to the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, President Putin appears to be putting on a show of military might just miles from America's coast, and with the powerful ship having to be escorted off the British coast by Royal Navy in March, has left Western governments fearing its true capability. We have 19 nations practicing Ukraine on the Russian border, and we're upset because Russia put a ship in Cuba. I don't know. Your opinion, again, as good as mine. I mean, is it just flexing muscle? Is that lost on? Or are these people just, are these nations just, hey, look, we're here and look how big we are? Is that what they're doing? Is it just a bunch of adolescents playing I'm bigger than you are, my ship's bigger than your ship? Or is this really leading up to something? You figure it out. Tensions, folks, have a way after a while of getting to the point that something has to give. We're going to cover in a minute. Iran calls newest sanctions outrageous and idiotic. Oh, there's a lot happening. You need to call Melody, folks, at 800-375-4188. Just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, folks, we're back in down the last segment already. Boy, this hour is going by quickly. And I hope, I really mean this, pray that I brought some news to you that makes you think. And I don't mean to be all doom and gloom. Not by any means. Our God's still in charge. Nothing's going to happen outside of His will, especially those that are His children. I promise you that. Nothing's going to happen outside of His will, period. For His children, not at all. But He expects your children to be wise. Now, that's what the Scripture says, to be wise. It says, a wise man sees trouble coming and makes preparation for it. That's what the Bible says. Do what you do as you think's best. But Iran calls new sanctions outrageous and idiotic. Iran on Tuesday sharply criticized new U.S. sanctions targeting the Islamic Republic supreme leader and other top officials, saying the measures spell the permanent closure for diplomacy between the two nations. Iran's president described the White House as afflicted by mental retardation. President Hossein Rouhani went on to call the sanctions against Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei outrageous and idiotic, especially as the 80-year-old Sunni Shiite cleric had no plans to ever travel to the United States. From Israel, Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton said talks with the U.S. were still possible and that the U.S. is leaving an open door for Iran to walk through. I would think maybe some people could see the fact that Israel's behind this, but we'll move on. And Trump slams Iran's ignorant, insulting statement, warns any further attacks will mean obliteration. After Iran unceremoniously slammed the door on diplomacy, President Trump has decided to tweet his perspective on what happens next. Trump began, now folks, pay attention. This is not rhetoric. I mean, this is just talk right now. Yes, that's true. But whether it's planned or not planned, it's building tensions. It really is. Trump began by going after the statement from Iranian leadership, the blasting that they don't understand the words nice or compassion. They never have, adding some threats. The thing they do understand is strength and power. And the U.S. is by far the most powerful military force in the world, with $1.5 trillion invested over the last 2 years alone. Then Trump turned to the Iranian people who are suffering due to the economic war being waged by sanctions. The wonderful Iranian people are suffering, and for no reason at all. The leadership spends all its money on terror and a little on anything else, reminding his 61 million followers that the U.S. has not forgotten Iran's use of IEDs or EFPs, bombs, which killed 2,000 Americans and wounded many more. Well, I can't speak on all that, no doubt about it. I'm not there. But flaunting the military, we may be surprised. We may be the biggest, best, and baddest out there. I don't know. But I don't think that we want to tangle with a nation that has, for years, I'm talking about for decades, built cells of terrorists inside our own country to take us down a piece of time if we do declare war. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm going to share with you. Death to America. Iran is poised to unleash hordes of Hezbollah terrorists on U.S. soil. The U.S. goes to war with Iran. We won't just be fighting the Iranian military. In recent years, Hezbollah has grown into the most powerful terror organization that the world has ever seen. It is best known for causing all sorts of chaos in the Middle East, but today it has an extensive presence in Europe, Africa, late Latin America, and North America. Hezbollah has made billions selling drugs inside the United States. And at one point, they had more than 70 used car dealers in this country through which they were laundering drug money. Of course, the primary source of funding for Hezbollah is Iran. The terror organization was founded in 1985 with heavy support from Iran. According to Wikipedia, most of its financial training, weapons, explosives, political, diplomatic, and organizational aid currently comes from the Iranians. In essence, Hezbollah is now Iran's terror arm. And so if we go to war with Iran, we will find ourselves in a conflict with Hezbollah as well. Most Americans have no idea what a full-blown conflict with Hezbollah could look like. For a moment, just imagine thousands of extremely well-trained terrorists shooting up and blowing up soft targets all across America. The sheer panic that would cause would immediately paralyze your entire society. Did you hear that? I'm not making this up. This is on DCClothesline.com. This is news headlines. Back in the 90s, I hadn't been on the radio more than a year or two, when I had guests come on who talked about the terrorist groups that had sales, groups of people in this country training for when the time was to come that they'll be turned loose in the country to take down infrastructure, to take down our means of self-support in this country. And folks, when we're fighting a war, when our infrastructure is destroyed, we can't support that war. You need to stop and think about what that can mean to us, to our children and grandchildren. I don't know how extensive this could be, or even how intensive it could be. But I don't want to know it, do you? I don't think we need to go to war with Iran. Iran shot down a drone. They admit it. Whether it was over an international land or not, or sea, I don't know. I don't know that. You don't either. But I have to admire Trump for saying it wasn't worth it to kill 150 people, Iranians, for an unmanned plane. I do admire that in him. I really do. He's all set to send up the planes and to launch an attack. He called them back because they said it's not an even balance here. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for doing that. That was a sign of intelligence and restraint when needed. Yeah, the drone cost some money, no doubt about it. And it may have been an act of aggression or maybe an act of defense. I don't know. You don't either. But he did measure it out quite well, I do believe. Now, you may have saw this already. It was on ABC News a couple of nights ago. Oregon senator doubles down against out of control Lib governor coming heavily armed. Turmoil between the Oregon governor and the state's legislature has officially reached shocking new heights. In order to prevent the passage of the far-left climate change bill, Republicans have said they are not prepared to take action if Democrat Governor Kate Brown gets law enforcement involved, who is supposedly forced via arresting conservative members to the state legislature to vote. Republican Senator Brian Broquist implied in a shocking video that captured by Pat Doris from KGW8 News that he's willing to take drastic action should state troopers come to arrest him. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. They even shut down the state house a couple days ago because they feared the militia in response to what's coming down with this. This senator said he's willing to take up arms necessary to defend himself and not go to jail. He said he fought in other countries and he wasn't going to be a prisoner in the U.S., a political prisoner in the U.S. Good for him. I had no problem with that. But do you see the division and turmoil in this country? Can you see what's coming to? Do you see the hurt and pain that could happen if we go to war with Iran? If we do. And then we have internal strife on top of that. What do you think the future is going to look like for this country? Why do we kid ourselves and think, well, we're above that? Why do we do that? Israel did the same thing in the Old Testament. We're God's people. It never happened here. They were living contrary to God's laws all along. Finally, he just destroyed them, took them out of being as a nation. Why do you think that wouldn't happen to America? Since when do we become so great that it can happen to us? Think about this. Nations have murdered by 100 million unborn babies, sodomized their sons and perverting their daughters and destroying their nation's economy and the world. You think a righteous God doesn't see that? Wow. Now, I'm just sharing, folks. You do what you think, you do with it as you please. But I'm telling you that you better be thinking very seriously about trying to prepare as best you can for what may be coming in the very near future. Again, call Melody at 800-375-4188. If you want a water filter, call us to the ministry at 800-777-4403. We have Berkey water filters, brand new systems, with some of the best prices available anywhere. We can sell you a brand new Berkey about $25 over the price of a scratch and ding, although we have scratch and ding also if you want those. 800-375-4188, call Lord Water Filter. Now, new high in USA immigration most important problem. Americans' concern with immigration continues to be heightened as 23% name it the most important problem facing the country. This is by one percentage point the highest gallop has ever measured for the issues for the issue since it's been first began recording mentions of immigration in 1993. The June 3-16 poll was conducted as the U.S. continues to grapple with how to handle a surge of Central American immigrants at the U.S.-Mexican border. Gallup has previously found spikes in mentions of immigration as the most important U.S. problem at other times when the immigration debate intensified. So, folks, it's increased dramatically, and it should. And it should. You say, well, they're just poor people trying to find a place to live. Well, are they? And it's from South America. Are they? This is at San Antonio. Western unions being cleaned out as migrants pass through one Texas city, San Antonio, Texas. People assisting the thousands of migrants who have arrived in San Antonio after being released from federal custody say Western unions downtown are regularly running out of cash as a result of the high number of withdrawals being made by immigrants from Central America. From Central America. And African nations. You got that? They're withdrawing cash from Western Union to the point of taking all the money out of them for a whole day. These people are not broke, people. They're not broke. Western Union has run out for the past 2.5 months, said Kiliad Cheney, a local resident and volunteer at the Migrant Resource Center downtown. All the surrounding area, the Western Unions, they run out of money. Cheney, a bartender at night, said that during his daytime volunteer shifts, he's often assigned to go with individuals to stores that offer Western Union cash withdrawal services. Cheney said others are go along for security purposes, as well as to translate for the Congolese who speak French. The Congolese, folks, not Central Americans. Hundreds of asylum seekers from Central Africa, folks, and have arrived in San Antonio from the border over the last 3 weeks. Since early June, stores that offer Western Union service are running out of money as faster rates because more migrants, spurred by a surge of people from Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo, are attempting to make withdrawals as they pass through the city on the way to their final destinations. Wow. Illegals withdrawing money to go to the final destinations. They are lawbreakers. They are criminals. But they're withdrawing money to go to the final destinations. One of them are Muslims who may come here to reap havoc on America. Roland Martinez, a spokesman for the city's Human Services Department, confirmed that the frequent shortages and said some people are taking out money to buy bus or plane tickets to get out of town. Now listen to this, folks. Cheney said some of the people he has escorted were willing to withdraw a lot more money than the cost of a plane ticket. They're getting money like you would not believe, he said. I went with a guy. He wants to withdraw $25,000. May I ask you, the listening audience here today, how many of y'all have $25,000 laying around that you can just withdraw the Western Union and do what you want to with it? How many? Probably not too many. I couldn't. I don't have a kind of money laying around. Do you? If you had to come up $25,000, can you do it right now? Can you go to your local ATM or your local bank or Western Union and say, I need $25,000, here's my information, get it to me? Well, first off, anything over $10,000 should ring a bell at the IRS, they said. But these are illegals, folks. They're not in the system. They're not trackable. They're not a U.S. citizen. They're not tracked by Social Security numbers and IRS scans and facial scans and DNA. They're not. They come from a foreign country. They said they're too poor to make it over there. They can come out and withdraw cash out of Western Unions and travel to where they want to go in the country. Does this sound just a little bit fishy to you? Or am I all by myself here? Does this sound like perhaps maybe there is more to this than what meets the eye? Is it possible that they're being seen here for a purpose beyond what they claim to be here for? Folks, not only possible, it's highly likely. Obviously, a poor immigrant, an asylum seeker, who can't even make a living where they are, is not going to have $25,000 in a bank lying around to withdraw when it comes to the United States. Now, that isn't going to happen. You know that. I'm sure there are many really bona fide people that would like to come here legally who really do need to find a way to pay the bills. Let them here and be employed, and they come across legally, more power to them. Immigration is a wonderful thing if they're brought into the nation legally and the culture is able to take them in and teach them the way of the America and uniting as Americans under a common cause. It's not happening at all. Hasn't for years. Now they're coming in with more money than you and I can muster, and coming in, moving in, whatever the reason is. Coming in and saying, we're here, take care of us. Oh yeah, they are doing that. We're here, and now you got to take care of us. And I don't know if that bothers you or not, but I don't think any nation in the world, if I crossed the border to Mexico and said, I'm here, take care of me, they take care of me probably. They probably put me in one of their jails, give me three hots and a cop, maybe even less. I have no idea. But they come here across the border and say, we're here, and we feed them, clothe them, house them, give medical care. That isn't common sense, folks. That's insanity. 800-375-4188. I'll see you Thursday. Melody, see you tomorrow. Have a great evening.
All night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.